This Sunday at 1 on the Philadelphia Orchestra in concert on WRTI, the orchestra's conductor-in-residence takes to the podium in a performance he was asked to take charge of on very short notice. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, this was not the first late call for a young conductor whose star continues to rise.
Gone are the days when Christian Macellara was described as being among the most promising conductors of his generation. He's now simply described as one of the finest. Yet despite becoming better established, Macellara says he'll be happy to be called young for some time to come.
That's the beauty about being a conductor, is you're a young conductor until virtually just a little bit before you die. So it's a good reminder, actually, because it reminds you to stay young.
Christian Macellara made his full Philadelphia Orchestra subscription concert debut this season and also conducted many other high-profile ensembles, including the National Symphony Orchestra, the Houston Symphony, and, to rave reviews, the Chicago Symphony. Having previously stood in for Pierre Boulez in Chicago twice and for Jaap van Zweden in Philadelphia, his latest late call to the podium came when conductor Pablo Heras Casado had to return home to Spain for a family emergency just hours before the concert. Nerve-wracking for his replacement? Not even a little bit.
The decision was made and I had to go do it, so there was no question about it, but I still had a few hours, I guess, before I had to step on the podium, and I was just so excited about it. And once you are in front of the orchestra, I feel so at home being there, and I just feel like that's where I belong.
Macellara is not quite done with substituting for absent big-name conductors, though his official Carnegie Hall debut with the Danish National Symphony Orchestra will be tinged with a more somber undercurrent. He'll be replacing the orchestra's recently deceased chief conductor, Rafael Frubeck de Burgos.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.